This is the Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 WFRCLP, the home of Fort Recovery Athletics. From the first serve to the final buzzer, from the crack of the bat to the roar of the crowd, we've got every play covered. Today's broadcast is made possible by the support of our community-minded underwriters, the local businesses who stand behind our athletes and this station. You're listening to Fort Recovery's Hometown Voice, 107.3 The Tribe. Let's play and go Tribe!
What?
Yep, here we go.
Hey, welcome to the old battlegrounds. So, yeah, we're getting ready for some Friday night baseball action right here. We got the Arcanum Trojans and the Fort Recovery Indians. Last day of school, Bobby.
Why are you playing a baseball game tonight? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, I thought about that.
Last day of school? These guys don't want to be here no more than a man in the moon.
I know. I didn't.
Huh?
And jeez. We were always done. We were always done by the end of school. Tournament starts, you know?
You don't know, Coach.
Hey, Big Lane's in the house. Yeah, we had tournament over with a couple weeks before school was out. So these guys, they're just used to it. So for me, not so much. But, you know, the Arcanum Trojans coming in here, and they're pretty tough, Bobby.
Yeah, they're
very
good.
Got two losses.
Yeah, they
Bobby.
They are pretty dang good. So gonna be a showdown tonight. And I'm looking here to see who's pitching for us tonight. It's gonna be
Dylan
Klinke gonna get the start tonight here on the mound. I think that's good. I think we're gonna need him definitely down the road here, Bobby, in this tournament round. And you know, we'll have Caden, we'll have Garks, and then anybody gets in trouble, we'll have to get Dylan in there on the bump.
It'll be interesting to see how we bounce back after just an absolute heartbreaker on Wednesday night with the Double St. Jones Blue Jays. A game that we had, we had it in hand and a couple fielding, tough fielding plays and just a heartbreaking loss. Now,
complete bummer.
You got 11 seniors.
Yeah.
So let's see some leadership. Let's come out and play a very good game against a good Arcanum team and get back on the snide.
Yeah, I think tonight is going to show us something here. You know, one thing that was impressive, we faced Cameron Elwer, and who all MAC pitcher, right?
Yep.
We had one strikeout in that ball game.
Yeah.
I mean, we got some wood on the ball, and that was impressive enough. You know, a couple of nights before we played St. Mary's, and St. Mary's, that young man, that junior, I can't remember his name, struck us out 9 times that night.
Yep.
So it was good to see us get some wood on the ball, and I was happy to see that. Obviously, it was going to be a duo between him and Garks, and, you know.
It was nice to see Garks
pitch a good game. It was a great game.
You know, he's been struggling, and if you talk to him, you know, he's a little frustrated with his – it seems like he has an inning every game where he just loses it.
It is. It's been that way, yeah. And we talked about it the other night. And, you know, he's looked so good, like the night against Coldwater. You know, we go all the way back against Coldwater, and he's dominating.
Yeah.
We get into the third inning. He gets that first out, and all of a sudden, I don't know, he walked a guy or whatever it was. He hit a guy. And all of a sudden, the floodgates just – same thing happened against St. Henry here a week ago, and – you know, we've just seen it come from him, and I think, you know, he knows he's got the stuff, right? No doubt about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's go tonight. Let's get him going. Arcanum's getting ready to take the field. We got plenty of time here.
Yeah, we got plenty of time to talk about baseball, and I'll go over the lineups here after a bit. I'm just getting them in the book. Let's take a quick break, Spencey, and I'll get this finished up.
Are you producing tonight, or you
yep,
just
I'm producing.
No, Barnett boy?
Nope. Benson's has basketball.
Oh.
Yep. So, yep, we'll take a little break. Be back in a minute.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe, 107.3 WFRCLP, is supported by Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage of Fort Recovery. For more than 25 years, they've served the area with waterway installation, building pads, demolition, septic system installation, and dirt and gravel hauling. You can reach Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage at 419-852-6655. We thank Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage for backing Fort Recovery Athletics and supporting community radio on the Tribe. Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from CSG Consulting. Zaysha, they help businesses and individuals build smart strategies using financial modeling and analysis. CSG assists with keeping an eye on performance, managing business dashboards, and analyzing budget differences. They also help adjust strategies and manage change because what worked before might not work tomorrow. Their focus is on understanding all the moving parts in your operation to keep everything balanced and on track. You can learn more at csgconsulting.us or call 419-852-4049 or 614-551-4631. Thank you, CSG Consulting, for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
All right, we're back on the air here, 107.3 The Tribe, getting ready for some Friday night action here with the Trojans coming in from Arcanum against the old Fort boys. And we're looking for a tough game here, and I'm going to go over the lineups first for Fort Recovery. It's going to be senior Reese Wendell out in center field batting first, like he has the entire season. Colson Post will be at second base, and he will be batting second. Big Luke Fortkamp, he'll be down at third. He'll be batting also third, and Alex Garkey will be at shortstop batting cleanup. Grant Fortkamp's going to be our DH tonight. He'll be batting fifth. Brady Hart will be batting sixth. He'll be behind the plate. Caden Hellman will be down at the old hot corner at third base. He'll be batting seventh. Hayden Seifring will be out in left field, batting eighth. And Dylan Klinke, he will be on the mound, and he will be batting ninth. And I don't know who's going to be out in right field. Spence's got 224s down. I'm thinking maybe Reese Lefebvre will be out there, or Anthony Reisner, one of those two.
Yeah, because Lefebvre was at second. Warm-ups.
So. Lefebvre was at second. So we're thinking Anthony Reisner is going to be out there in right field. Get him in here.
Yeah, absolutely.
He had an unbelievable catch the other night, Bobby. Him and Reese Wendell about collided. And
yeah.
I mean, that kid can cover ground. There was one hit over his head the other night, and I would have thought for sure that kid would have had a stand-up triple. And by God, he raced it down and had the ball back in and held him to a double. It was an impressive play.
The final inning there was a little flare that they scored the leading run on was, and he had his thumb iced. He jammed his thumb on that, a play that he said he should have made. From our angle, it looked like it made a heck of a catch if he'd have caught it.
Yeah.
But he did. He kind of froze.
Yeah.
You know, he'll be the first one to tell you they should have caught it, but he jammed his thumb. So evidently he's okay. They had it iced up here.
He's a good boy, I tell you what.
Yes, he is.
Appreciate the young man out there on the football field and the baseball field. We talked about him the other night. It was fantastic. For the Arcanum Trojans, it's going to be Regan Christ going to be leading off. He'll be at first base. Derek Longstreth will be out in center field batting second. Bryce Kramer will be behind the plate. He'll be batting third. Colton Quigney, shortstop, be batting cleanup. And the fifth hole is going to be Luke Stevens. He'll be on the mound tonight for the Trojans. Batting sixth, Ethan Kearney, potentially. He'll be at third base.
I like Kearney.
It's Kearney. It's Kearney.
We're going Kearney.
Yeah, well, won't like it.
Yeah.
We can go any way we want.
Yep.
Cole Kessler, Bobby's grandson.
I don't think it is.
He'll be bat second base, batting seventh, batting seventh. Batting eighth, Bishop Cartwright.
That's a great name.
Yeah, I know. He's out in right field and batting ninth, Landon Brewer. He'll be in left field. Substitutes are Caleb Baker, Cale Kramer, and Cooper Tegmeyer.
The Trojans come in, Calvi, 19-2, 11-0 in their conference. They beat St. Henry, beat them 14-4, and their other loss was to the Minster Wildcats. So they beat everybody but the MAC school. So
I'll be dang. Well, let's keep that going.
What do we say? Let's give one more MAC.
Let's do the old MAC sweep here on them one time.
We're not going to sweep because they beat Marion Local last night.
See, Spencer, you get in there and you screw all that stuff up. You know, Brazils put the beat down on the Blue Jays last night.
Yep.
So the Blue Jays fall. They have three losses.
And have that somewhere.
You know, it is what it is. But boils down to probably Coldwater. And I guess, is it over? They got another game. They each got another game.
Coldwater has one more on. They have one tomorrow.
They got Bremen tomorrow.
They got Bremen tomorrow. So Henry Dunn?
Skins are 7-2. I think they're. Yeah. No, they play. Yeah, they play.
Yeah, nine is what we play.
Nine is what we play. So that's perfect.
And I think there's one or two other games, but they're not in the top. So.
Yeah, well. I tell you what, Trojans out here, they got like the old Astros uni on.
Yeah, I
kind of like it, too. They're out there doing their infield. And what are they ranked? Anybody know?
Nope. I haven't looked for a while. I think they were in the top five, though.
Yeah, they're a good ball club.
Yeah, and they've beaten some very good teams. They play as good a competition as they possibly can, kind of like what we do, and because they know they're good and they want to get play really good teams in the off league things, so that they're ready when it.
What division are they, Spencer? You know,
I think they are seven.
You think they're seven, and we are six, correct?
Yes, we're six for sure. They're not in our district.
Definitely not in our district. So we'll have to worry about them. We'll play them one time and wish them good well.
I was reading an article today on X, Kenton Ridge girls softball team. They've won 50 straight games. They're ranked 11th in the nation.
What?
11th in the nation.
Wow.
They beat the team yesterday from Dayton 30-0, five innings. This Jeff Gilbert, who writes for the Press Pro, said it's the best high school girls softball team he's ever seen. He's been covering girls softball for 22 years.
And he's probably seen some of those tremendous Greenville teams over the years.
That's got to be going on three seasons, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So at least two. I mean,
two for sure.
Yeah.
Well, in two state championships almost.
I don't think so.
How it'd be anything besides that.
You'd have to be at least one.
Yep.
If not two, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
That is very impressive.
Yep.
And what was it, Kenton Ridge?
Kenton Ridge. I talked to Blockberger. Me and Block had a thing going before the season started.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I said, Mac is as even as it's ever been. And he texted me back. And when you, Block knows his stuff, right?
Yep.
But he texted me the other day and he goes, well, I didn't know it'd be so mediocre, the Mac.
Whoa, mediocre.
And I would say there's some of that. There's a lot of
good teams, but not great teams.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, if you looked at our St. Henry game for four innings, we had them.
Oh, I know. I mean, we scored five runs against Coldwater, which should have won that game, but it just didn't. We had that one bad inning, and
I just don't know if there's a dominant pitcher in our league this year. And I think that's why you see a lot of two losses. I mean, Garks as good as anybody.
I'd say he's as good an arm as anybody in the MAC. That's for sure. And you know, we got to see him play quite a bit.
Now we're a little biased, but
the Schmitz kid from St. Henry, he's pretty good.
Yeah, Delsite kid from St. Henry,
and Delsite's pretty good.
Well,
they got some hitting machines. If anybody, I would say St. Henry's probably the best team we faced.
I agree. Now, let me ask you this, Calpy, and you've been doing this a long time, too. I have never seen so many home runs in high school baseball as I have this year.
So we talked about that the other night, Thea and I. And, you know, the other night we got to see Alex put an absolute.
That was awesome.
I mean, that went into my trees. It was unbelievable. That's the farthest ball I've seen hit here. It cleared that fence and was halfway up into those trees. And you look, it's 350 in the power alley. I bet he hit that 370.
Yeah.
He absolutely smoked it. You know, it's 290 down the line if you pull it perfect. But home run-wise, you know, we know Garks has got a couple. Luke Forkamp's got a couple. Brody's got one.
I believe Luke has three.
No, that's not right. Dylan Klinke got one.
Yep.
Reese has got a couple.
Yes.
Reese Wendell's got a couple. So for the four recovery boys, we've showed some power this year, and that's what's kind of fun is, you know, you get those guys up to the plate, you got an opportunity. You got an opportunity for a long ball, which is exciting stuff. So I'll tell you what, we'll take another quick break here.
about an update on Little League last night, Lane?
Oh, Laner, what'd you do Little League wise, buddy?
Did
we win? No, our team. How'd your team do?
Oh, yeah, we won.
Who'd you play?
We played. God, I forget the colors.
Who was the other? Who's on the other team?
Charlie, Tanner, and
Mac and Miles.
Mac and Miles, and that team, and then I think we beat them like 7-2 or something.
Ooh,
like that.
Ooh, good game.
Showed them who was boss, didn't
you? Get
you?
Plate?
Yeah, I got thrown out the plate.
Oh man!
Did you try to stretch it? Did you go too? I mean. Does the coach give you the wheel to go?
Yep.
Oh, well, that makes everything better.
Yep.
That makes everything
you
better.
You did what
How
you're supposed to
you
do.
Have? Have any hits?
No.
Walked?
I walked, and then I struck out.
Walked and struck out. Well, nothing wrong with that, my friend. Well, I'll tell you what, Leonard, it's good to have you up here. We'll have you back on the air after a bit. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Wendell's Barbecue at the St. Joe store.
Wendell's Barbecue is open Tuesday through Saturday and serves pizzas, gourmet burgers, smoked brisket, pulled pork creations, and hand-cut fries cooked in beef tallow. Wendell's also features daily food specials, offers catering for events of all sizes, and operates a mobile food truck that appears at locations around the area. Find more on the Facebook page or call 419-375-4074.
We thank Wendell's Barbecue at St. Joe for supporting community radio on the Tribe 107.3 WFRC-LP. Support for the Hometown Huddle, the Tribe 107.3 FM, comes from B&D Contracting Incorporated, serving the region for over 30 years. B&D Contracting specializes in custom-built homes, along with remodeling, commercial and agricultural construction, and Sunward steel frame buildings. They focus on providing current building products and modern installation methods for each project. More information is available at bdcontractinginc.com or by calling 419-375-4855 or 419-234-2976. We thank B&D Contracting for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, the Tribe 107.3 FM. Support for the Tribe 107.3 WFRC-LP comes from Meddler's Furniture in Portland and A Simple Touch located in downtown Fort Recovery.
These local businesses offer furniture and home decor from each business in both stores and are supporters of Fort Recovery Team Sports. Contact A Simple Touch at 419-375-5306 or shopasimpletouch.com. And Meddler's Furniture at 260-726-4570 or meddlersfurniture.com.
We thank A Simple Touch and Meddler's Furniture for supporting our baseball broadcasts on Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle coverage on the Tribe, 107.3 WFRC-LP, is made possible by Top Wrench in Fort Recovery. From routine maintenance to engine work, brakes, and diagnostics, Top Wrench keeps your vehicle running smoothly. You'll find them at 110 South Wayne Street in Fort Recovery or reach them at 419-375-4617. Thanks to Top Wrench for supporting local athletics and powering community radio on the Tribe 107.3, a nonprofit station.
The Tribe 107.3 is supported by Wangler Ace Hardware, located in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. Family-owned for five generations, Wangler Ace Hardware provides a wide range of hardware, plumbing supplies, Milwaukee tools, Traeger grills, and custom paint. More information is available at 419-375-1084 or online at wanglerhardware.com.
Thank you, Wangler Ace Hardware, for supporting the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 WFRC-LP comes from Pub 49 Bar & Grill, located in downtown St. Anthony, just north of Fort Recovery. Pub 49 is a locally owned and operated restaurant, open 7 days a week starting at 7 a.m., serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Their menu includes a variety of items such as chicken, pork chops, pizza, wings, ribs, and fish dinners. A pizza buffet is offered on Wednesdays at lunch and on Saturday evenings. Meals are available for dine-in or carry-out with a drive-through window for pickup orders. Catering service is also available for your special events. More information is available on the Pub 49 Facebook page. We thank Pub 49 for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Miracle Lanes in Fort Recovery, offering bowling, family fun, and a place for the community to gather. Hey, Harry Carey, tell us more.
Hey, they've got lanes for parties and celebrations and open bowling on the weekend. In the kitchen, it's wings, pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and subs. Plus a pizza wing and salad bar buffet every Friday at lunch. For more information, the number's 419-375-4274.
We thank Miracle Lanes and Fort Recovery for their support of the Tribe 107.3. Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Cooper Farms, family-owned and operated since 1938. With locations in Mercer, Dark, Van Wert, and Paulding counties, Cooper Farms produces a wide variety of turkey, ham, and chicken products, along with table eggs and liquid eggs distributed across North America. They're also proud to give back through community initiatives right here in Northwest Ohio. Learn more at cooperfarms.com. Thanks to Cooper Farms for supporting local athletics and the Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3.
All right, back here at the old battlegrounds, getting ready for the top of the first inning. You know, Bobby, I've only done us batting one inning. Well, Big Fee had to go to a...
Well, you're going to do the whole game, and I'm going to be the... I'll do the color until you need... You said you're going to go watch that kid run, right?
Yeah, I'm going to go watch Colt Kaiser from St. Henry run tonight.
The fastest man in Mercer County.
He's the fastest guy in the county.
Was last year, and I think he still is.
No, he's been breaking records all spring.
So. Yep.
Copy, this is a big, big outing for Dylan Klinke. Dylan's had one of those years where if you'd ask him, he'd say he's not been real happy with how he's throwing the ball. We haven't helped him at all defensively. For us to compete tonight, we got to have a good game out of Dylan, and we got to play better defensively.
Got to be solid on defense. Always got to be solid on D, and that's something we should always have. You know, accidents happen, but man, when you give them extra outs, it's a killer. So I'll tell you what, Bobby. When Dylan's curveball is working, there probably isn't a prettier one.
Yeah.
I mean, that thing really makes a hard swoop, and it's fun to watch when he's got it working perfect. So.
I heard Jonas talk, announce their staff, and Connor Pohl was on there. Connor played at Ohio State a few years ago, and he is an absolute stud when he played. So I'm sure he's a great addition to the
– Yeah, how perfect is that to have a young man, D1 baseball player in your dugout? All right, here we go. Regan Chris, first batter here. Four. Where are they? 19-2. He takes that first pitch. He gives it a ride out towards right center. Reese Wendell over, makes a diving grab for it, comes up a little empty, a little short. Throw into second, and that is a leadoff double for Regan Chris. First pitch, and he hit her in the gap.
Yeah, he didn't hit it very hard, though, and just hit it where we wasn't. Just out of reach of Reese. He gave a nice effort, but to no avail, and that's a double leading off the game.
Number 20, Derek Longstreth.
Well, leadoff guy at second base. Derek Longstreth steps in. Lefty on lefty, takes first pitch, swing and a miss. I'd open the door up, boys, but you think it'd be too chilly? Oh, nice pitch right there. That's one of his curveballs comes in there for a strike. Dylan out front, no balls, two strikes. Number two hitter, Derek Longstreth.
Get him.
And that, my friend, is a three-pitch strikeout. Nicely done right there. We'll take that all day long. Cade looking.
Back-to-back lefties.
Tough lineup. One on, one out. Another lefty comes up. Bryce Kramer, catcher. First pitch a little bit low right there. Here's his big bender. Stays up too high this time. Now he's down two balls, no strikes. Not much of a lead down there for Chris at second base.
Good shot.
That was a good pitch right there. Get back in front here. Two balls and a strike. One away here. Top of the first inning, just getting going. That one's a little high, 3-1.
Come on, 2-4. Come on, kid.
Need a strike here. Throws a fastball, and that's hit in the hole. Garks was holding the runner on. He's going to round third, and he's going to score, and it's going to be a 1-0 ball game. So Bryce Kramer with a single on the left side drives Regan Christ all the way from second base in for the first run of the game.
The shortstop, number 23, Colton Quigley.
Hey, I want to give a shout-out to the Amy Potcutter and the staff who's in charge of the MAC track. I think everything went great the first day and wraps up today, and that's a lot of work, and those they do a fine job and chance to showcase our facility. And
a nice one it is.
Absolutely. So shout out to Miss Amy.
Potsy's done a wonderful job so far here as the Indian Athletic Director. One ball, one strike to the cleanup hitter, Colton Quigley. Runner at first, one across the plate already. That one's high. Get him down a little, Dylan. Come on now.
Can't fall behind, big guy. Good teams, they make you pay for that, don't they?
Guys with good eyes, you better throw them strikes. Not much of a lead at first. Here comes the pitch. That's a jam
shot. Ball.
And that's going to go bounce foul. Big spinner off the bat. Lands about 3 feet fair and spins straight right out of bounds.
Who's building the house over there?
That is Evan Shane. Shiner's
Evan
boy.
Shane, all right. Is there a Webker building over there?
Freddie and Ruth.
I'd seen them over there the other day walking around their old lot.
Getting ready. Sounds good. Curveball outside.
You have most all of those sold, or?
They are all sold.
So you better get us a new place to build houses.
We're going to need one.
Yep.
Here comes the 3-2. Fastball.
All right.
Popped him up. Posty underneath it. Easy play. Out number two.
How about that? And I'm not one to complain, okay? Yeah. And you are the mayor.
You complain.
What about the Dollar General Mo job the other day?
Unbelievable.
Huh?
So
I didn't see it.
You didn't see it?
Oh, Spencer. I didn't sleep for about 72 hours.
What happened?
I don't know.
It looks like they mowed it with one of them old-time mowers.
Ball squirts away from Brody, and the runner's going to head down to second. So Kramer down at second. They mowed for the first time, and they mowed it about a half inch high and piled it up like it was, I don't know.
They were going to bale hay?
Yeah.
It was worse than that. Blew it out on the road. Place is a joke. That one's inside for a ball.
Hey, they got good Lunchables. We got them the other day, didn't we, Bob? Good job.
Two balls, no strikes, two away here. Top of the first inning. Dylan's thrown a lot of pitches so far in this inning, Bob. We need to get him out here. Another lefty, third one of the inning so far. And that's hit hard, but over to Posty. Posty fields, comes up, fires over to Big Loop, and that's out number three. But in the inning, they pick up one run on two hits. They strand one. We'll go to the bottom of the first inning. Indians trail by one.
All of us at Fort Recovery Internet Radio and WFRC LPFM, along with our sponsors and underwriters, want to congratulate the 2026 graduates of Fort Recovery High School, including these students:
Reese LeFever,
Autumn Luthold,
Riley Kramer,
Luke Lochtefeld,
Bella Kolig,
Colson Post, Caden Holman,
Georgia Wenning,
Olivia Knapke,
Evie Briner,
Carson Follenkamp.
Congratulations again to these and all the graduates of the class of 2026, and we wish you good luck in all your future endeavors.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is supported by Hull Brothers Case IH, serving farmers and families for more than 125 years. Located in Fort Recovery, Hull Brothers offers new and used tractors from Case IH and Kubota, plus parts and service to keep your equipment running strong. They also carry mowers and outdoor gear from Grasshopper, Cub Cadet, and Toro. Learn more at hullbros.com or call 419-375-2827. Thanks to Hull Brothers for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe.
All right, we're back here at the Battlegrounds, and we're getting ready for the bottom of the first. Indians trail by one. They picked up one run there in the top half on a couple of nice hits. And now the Indians get their first crack at it. It's going to be Reese Wendell, Colson Post, and Luke Forkamp. First three guys come up here for the Indians. Against a big old tall right-hander out there, Bobby. He looks pretty good warming
up. Yes, sir. Number 24, we got a name.
Luke Stevens.
Big Luke. Luke Stevens.
All right, Nines, come on. Time to get him fired up and get him hot.
Leading off for the Indians, the center fielder, number 99, Reese Wendell. I'm sexy and I know it.
First pitch in there for a strike. Reese Wendell with the same walk-up song that I had in 1985.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm sexy and I know it.
Comes the second pitch. That one's going to squirt past the catcher.
I don't know that they could do that kind of thing in 1928. Is that what you said?
Oh, this is going to be a long game. That one swung on.
Trouble.
That's going to be a bouncer in front. Get wheels! Oh, got him.
Nice play by 23.
Nice play by the shortstop.
Yeah.
He had to short hop that baby in the grass, come up firing. Got him by half a step down there at first base. Yep. Reese goes down 6-3. Out number one. That brings up Posty to the plate.
That was a great play.
Tell you what, he got that ball and unloaded in a hurry.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
Posty takes a big whack at that first one. Comes up missing it. There's a hard hit ball over towards the second baseman. Candy Hat bobble once, fires over, gets him by another half step.
Jeez.
Bang, banger.
Outs are outs, boys. Posty goes down 4-3. Out number two, and that brings up the first baseman, senior Luke Forkamp.
And I believe the last game of the week, or the game before that, he started a two-out rally that got us a couple of runs. Two outs, nobody on, and here we go again.
That one's coming up to boys.
Wow.
Closest one we've had so far, right? Yes, over the screen. Good thing we kept them doors shut like I was hoping.
Yeah. You'd have eaten that one. That would have been right in your popcorn.
Lane, did you see it coming?
What?
Do you see the ball coming?
No.
If you're going to get one, though, that would have been one to get because that was
– Yeah.
That was a floater.
Yeah.
How about the kid the other night? At the Reds game. That's hit.
Ooh.
Well. Awfully high. I think center fielder's got time for it. He comes in, makes a play. Three up, three down for the Indians, and they're half of the first. We got one in the books. Indians trail, 1-0.
All of us at Fort Recovery Internet Radio and WFRC-LP-FM, along with our sponsors and underwriters, want to congratulate the 2026 graduates of Fort Recovery High School, including these students.
Olivia Gruby.
Parker Brunswick.
Elijah Hawk.
Isabel Hardings.
Emma Coleman.
Gabriel Atchison.
Jesse Springer.
Tyler Wendell.
Drew Heikamp.
Neve Elsass.
Cletus Timmerman.
Congratulations again to these and all the graduates of the class of 2026, and we wish you good luck in all your future endeavors. Support for the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LPFM comes from Gruby Auctioneering.
Licensed and bonded in both Ohio and Indiana, Adrian Gruby conducts farm, real estate, coins, and collectible auctions, live, online, and simulcast. He's also a licensed real estate agent with Lakeshore Realtors, helping guide clients through each step of buying or selling a home. More information is available at grubyauctioneering.hybid.com or by calling 419-305-9202.
We thank Gruby Auctioneering for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LPFM.
All right, back here at the old battlegrounds, getting ready for the top of the second inning. Dylan Klinke out there for a second chance here. He gave up a run in the first on a couple of base hits. Now he's going to face 6-7-8. Ethan Kearney, Cole Kessler, and Bishop Cartwright. First three batters. Me and Lane going to bring you play-by-play action. What do you think of this guy's stance in the batter's box? You got a wider stance than that, Lane?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do too. First pitch in the dirt for a ball. Comes a 1-0 offering. Swing and a miss. Kind of out in front of it. Pulled the string a little bit. Had him guessing.
That was a little nasty.
Here comes the next pitch. That one. Ooh, what's wrong with that?
Boys are unloading cooler. They're really hauling water to the dugout.
Must have been a little outside. Two balls and a strike. Nice pitch right there. Just put one across the plate and make it 2-2. Now throw him that big old Uncle Bender here one time. See if he can come in for a strike. There it is. He was out of here. Gave himself a break right there. And that's going to be out number one swinging. Nice job right there. Second strike out of the ball game for Dylan Klinke. That brings up Cole Kessler.
Number 22, Cole Kessler.
Did we find out who that D1 player was?
Yeah. I don't think so. That one's a flare out towards the right side. It's going to fall in front of Anthony Reisner. Anthony thinking about firing the first. Second thought, better let him stay right there. Base hit by Cole Kessler puts a guy at first base.
If that had been a little more of a line drive and not up in the air so much to give that guy time to get to first base, he could have had him. But
yeah, he's a long way to run and then try to fire to first.
Yep.
All right, brings up the number 8 hole hitter, Bishop Cartwright. Bill's grandson.
Let's go, Dylan.
Dylan falls behind.
I think it might be Hoss Cartwright's grandson.
Could be Big Hoss. That one swung on. That's going to get in there. Anthony, come on. No, Posty's going to back up just in time to get that puppy. So there's out number 2. Little flare out there to Posty at second base. I thought it was going to get over his head. You want to know the truth about it, but it didn't. That brings up Landon Brewer. Let's keep that guy right there where he's at. First base, and that'll be perfect. Luke holding him on down there. He's going to get it. I knew it was coming.
Yep, I was just going to say.
He's getting a secondary lead, and I was thinking to myself, unless he knows.
Yep.
Who was the AD before Bush?
He was one of them before Barb, but I don't know.
That one swung on. Fouled back to the screen.
I don't remember.
Indians behind 1-0 here. Top half of the second inning. Two outs.
Who was it?
That one swung on. He's doing a nice job just battling there.
Dylan's going to get him here.
In case you can't hear, we're discussing athletic directors, past and
present.
That
was outside.
Dylan's got this one.
I'm with you there, buddy.
Come on, Dylan. Let's throw the curve here. Give him the Uncle Charlie. No, threw him a fastball. Ooh, just a little low. Down at the old ankles, evens the count. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Runner at first.
Deuces.
Here comes the pitch. A curveball and Leslie Nielsen says, I'll ring him up. That's a K looking for strikeout number 2 in this inning. Strikeout number 3 in the game. We got 1.5 in the books. Indians coming up for their second crack right after this.
All of us at Fort Recovery Internet Radio and WFRC-LPFM, along with our sponsors and underwriters, want to congratulate the 2026 graduates of Fort Recovery High School, including these students.
Leah Wepker,
Aiden Brendlick, Kaysen Kaikala,
Mallory Evers,
Dakota Whale.
Bella Kollig.
Matthew Marshall.
Reed Albers.
Alexis Braun. Elisa Evers.
Caleb Smith.
Congratulations again to these and all the graduates of the class of 2026, and we wish you good luck in all your future endeavors.
Tonight's coverage of the Hometown Huddle is supported by Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery. Open Tuesday through Saturday, they serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner with homemade soups and pies on the weekday lunch menu. On weekends, enjoy steak and chicken dinners, and catering is also available. For more information, call 419-375-4888. Thanks to Brick Street Tavern for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and the Tribe 107.3.
All right, here we go. Back to the Lefevre Complex. Bottom of the second inning, going to be 4, 5, and 6. Alex Garkey, Grant Fortkamp, and Brady Hart. Sounds like a run to me.
Or two.
Hart steps in, takes the first pitch down and below his ankles for a ball one. That one comes that's in, and that's rude. A bullet. Hart takes care of that one, deposited him out there in left field for a base hit. First base hit of the game for the Indians. And the leadoff man is on.
Hopefully Grant can get Alex to third for a base hit.
Well, we might see a bunt here. We might see a bunt.
You're going to try a bunt, or are we going to let give him a chance to
we'll
get over
see.
There?
I don't think Garth's
I hadn't been
of a
wild,
stealer.
So he's not going to steal it unless the ball gets away. So,
so
there it
bunt
is.
Squirts away, and now Garth's got a free pass down to second base.
Now bunt will get him to third.
Now.
But.
Don't think that that bunt's off the table now.
No. Nope.
But we've got him in scoring position, so I think we're going to go with nobody out and hit away.
Yep.
Lane, what do you agree? Nope, Sean bunt. What do I know? And he bunts it down to the first base side. First baseman up, goes over to the second baseman covering the bag.
Alex.
And the perfect textbook sacrifice bunt by Grant Fortkamp.
Yep. The good part is we got Alex at third, so scoring position.
Yep, with Brody's going to get him in.
And that moves Garks over to third, like Laner says. That brings up Brady Hart. Brady Hart's been hitting the ball hard right at people. He had a hit the other night, Delphus game.
He told me today he's going to get a few to drop in for him.
Oh, boy. First pitch outside. Good save by the catcher. That saved him a rim.
Yep. I don't think he was on the steal.
Well, if it had gotten away from him, maybe.
Yeah, if it hit the wall, probably, but that pitcher looks fast to me, so.
There's a nice pitch right there across the old knees. D-Rack one. One ball, one strike. One out here. Bottom of the second inning. Indians tying run down at third base with Alex Garkey. Little low. Good eye by 55 right there. Two balls and a strike.
If Brody can just get us a run, we're going to keep that.
Get her out in the grass, Brody. Ooh, that one's going to hit him in the old rump, just like it hit Willie last night. So the first hit by pitch goes to Brody Hart.
Here we go.
Down to first base, and now the Indians got runners at first and third.
Okay.
One out, and Caden Hoban coming to the plate.
Caden's going to wag one here.
Caden's starting to get things figured out, get his timing down, hits that right center field gap every time. And
yep. Mm-hmm. But he has been taking a strike or two before he'll swing.
Not tonight. All right,
nope,
he's going to go up there. He's going to be aggressive. He gets an outside pitch, he's going to ride it. Or he's going to take a strike right down the middle of the plate.
He looked like he was ready to go at it. But
all right.
Backed off.
No balls and a strike. One away. That one's going to score it away. Garks is coming home. Going to be a play at the plate, and he's safe.
Yeah.
Yep.
Garks slides in there safe. Nice play by the catcher. But
yes, it
Garks
was.
Comes around. He scores, making a 1-1 game.
I feel like the catcher doesn't even care.
Brady Hart down to second base, and that evens things up. Garks' leadoff hit gets us the first run of the game.
Now base hit.
Now, Caden Homan, you got a chance now to drive in Brody. Hayden Seifring on deck. Hayden with a big hit the other night.
Caden's going to drill one here.
I'm with you, buddy.
Oh, gets a piece of that off the catcher's hand. Umpire going to go out and give the catcher a little time to shake that one off. Had a nail go through my finger last night, Lane.
Oh.
See that? It went in right there, and it came out right there.
How'd that feel?
I peed my pants.
I did too, but I didn't have any nail going on.
That's it. Well, out towards center field. Center fielder got a bead on it. Brady's going to have no choice but to stay put.
Yep. Darn.
So Caden flies out to the center fielder for out number two, and that brings up
Hayden.
Hayden Seifert.
Got a little too much under that one.
The left fielder, number seven, Hayden Seifert.
Let's go, Hayden. Don't
come
let
on,
him
Sam.
Out there.
Come on. Let's didn't get him in here.
Didn't Hayden drill one?
Yes, he has a couple of times.
Mm-hmm. Hayden's a puller guy. He likes to go down that third base line. That one's high. Ball one.
That was a good eye.
You chase them high ones, Lane?
Sometimes.
I do, too. I love them. Here comes a 1-0. Brady dancing and prancing down there at second. Pops him straight up in the air. Looks to me like the catcher's going to make a play, and he does. So nice job by the catcher there for our cannon. But in the inning, we pick up one run on one hit. We strand one. We go to the top of the third right after this.
All of us at Fort Recovery Internet Radio and WFRC-LP-FM, along with our sponsors and underwriters, want to congratulate the 2026 graduates of Fort Recovery High School, including these students.
Anthony Reisner, Troy Post,
Madison Heitkamp,
Ray Gruby,
Jenna Holman,
Luke Fortkamp,
Jameson Heitkamp,
Kyla Deuce,
Wesley Keller.
Congratulations again to these and all the graduates of the class of 2026, and we wish you good luck in all your future endeavors.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 is provided by Reisner Energy Products in Coldwater, installing and servicing products from Train HVAC, Generac Generators, and Mitsubishi Electric Ductless Systems. Reisner Energy Products is proud to support community growth through quality service and local commitment. Learn more by visiting their location at 445 Hardin Street in Coldwater or online at ReisnerEnergyProducts.com. Their phone number is 419-678-4858.
We thank Reisner Energy Products for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
All right, back here at the old battlegrounds, getting ready for the top of the third inning. Arcanum going to roll back to the top to Regan Crist, Derek Longstreth, and Bryce Kramer. First three batters.
I don't think I have four people.
Did you say Rice Krispies?
Off the
I did.
Them do sound good right now.
Regan Crist started the game off with a double. First pitch of the ball game, ended up scoring the first run of the game, and the only one for the Trojans. We are knotted at ones. First pitch curveball comes in there just a little outside.
Why do they have only three people out in the outfield, not four?
Because that's high school baseball. Major League Baseball has three. High school baseball has three.
But, I mean, if you think about it, 350, but then.
Yep, but softball, they put an extra one out there.
Oh, that one bounces below his feet.
Made him dance.
For ball three. Three balls, no strikes to the leadoff guy, Regan Crist.
So is he going to throw pitch away from him since he got a base hit last time? Or he's going to have to throw one right at him, right down the middle, isn't he?
You don't want to walk him.
Nope.
Lead the inning off. There's a strike right across the heart of the plate, taken all the way.
I was thinking he might be swinging away, knowing there's a fastball coming.
Right here.
Comes the next pitch. There he swings at it, and that's a ground ball to Garks. Garks gets a nice hop, comes up, fires over to Luke Fortkamp, and that's out number one in the inning.
He's about to be safe.
You thought he was safe?
I mean, if he...
You better not be an umpire. You're never being an
umpire. If he was just a
You'd have called
bit...
that guy safe right there. I'd
no.
have been... I'd have been...
Guess his
birthday is today.
We got a birthday here today?
Not in here, but a Fort Recovery legend.
Bob Kessler.
Nope.
That one's high, ball one.
Ken Hybe would have been 74 today.
Ooh,
Ken Hybe, 74.
Hibes. Kenny Hybes.
Probably the third best basketball player to ever come out of this town.
Probably
yeah.
so.
Yeah, and one of the best anywhere, you know, really.
The best, third best basketball player, probably the best athlete.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, was he a baseball player? Whew.
There's a ground ball over to Posty. Posty gets in front. Comes up, fires over to Luke, gets him by a step. Two up, two down.
What do you think on Lane? On that one, Lane, was he out or safe?
They were just a little bit faster. I guarantee they would have been safe.
Well, yeah, but he wasn't faster.
Yeah,
but he wasn't faster. But,
let's think about
but
that.
But he would be out. All of them would be out so far. But
we're taking your headset after this.
Yeah. No.
No, don't do that. We're having a lot of fun harassing.
Somebody spike your Gatorade. Another lefty coming up here, Bryce Kramer.
Well, probably got a hold of some Frank Deuce's whiskey.
Probably.
Two balls, no strikes. Let's go,
yeah,
Dylan.
Dylan's getting behind these batters here.
Yeah, I don't
like
it.
He's got to battle back. He's been lucky to get a couple ground balls this inning. Here comes the 2-0. There's another ground ball. Post your backhands.
Nice
Scoops
play.
Fires over to Luke. A little wide, but Luke hauls it in for out number three. Nice job, Dylan Klinke. Three up, three down. We got 2.5 in the books, all knotted at one. We'll be back right after this.
All of us at Fort Recovery Internet Radio and WFRC LPFM, along with our sponsors and underwriters, want to congratulate the 2026 graduates of Fort Recovery High School, including these students.
Garrett Diller.
Danielle Schmidt.
Reese Wendell.
Lane Ward.
Isabel Hardings.
AJ Seifring.
Lily Sweeterman.
Russell Pullman.
Toby Sanger.
Congratulations again to these and all the graduates of the class of 2026, and we wish you good luck in all your future endeavors.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is provided in part by Wabash Communications. Serving West Central Ohio and Eastern Indiana, Wabash provides internet, phone, and TV services along with technology solutions for local businesses. Local support is available 24/7 for homes and businesses. Learn more at wabash.com or call 419-942-1111. Thanks to Wabash Communications for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe 107.3.
All right, back at the old battlegrounds, getting ready for the bottom of the third here. It's going to be 9-1-2. Dylan Klinke, Reese Wendell, and Colson Post. First three batters for the Tribe. Let's get Dylan on here to lead this off and get somebody on base and roll the top and see if we can't get on top of the old Trojans here in the bottom half of the third.
You know what I like? I like listening to you guys on Fort Recovery, the WFTR.
WFRC.
Oh, WFRC.
Fort Recovery Community Radio.
It's nice. It's nice, like, sit out there and, in the golf cart and listen to that.
I listen to 107.3 a lot.
Yeah.
All right, Dylan. Takes first pitch, strike.
Yep. And all we're trying to do is promote the businesses and the schools and the stuff that goes on in town, kids.
Look at that. Woo.
Oh, man.
Man, chopper down the third base line, and I'm telling you, third baseman probably had the eyes like the guy on Major League at third baseman that time. Like, and it was foul.
What was that guy's name?
I don't know, but it was funny. There's another one. That's to the shortstop. Dylan hauling butt down the line gets him by a good half a step. That shortstop got a pretty good little cannon on him.
Yeah, because he was deep enough, and it was a slow roller, or slow hopper.
And the umpire down there ain't missed one yet. He's been on it.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. He's been good. He's been right every time. That brings up number 99, Senior Reese Wendell.
What did he do the first time up?
Yeah, he grounded out to the shortstop.
Yep. I remember that now. It's one of those bang,
that
bang.
He pulls foul down the line. Foul? My book is pristine. You'll see it when Feed takes care of the book.
He can't do nothing. No.
I never seen it like it.
No.
Yes, you have. Mine.
Oh, well, you are exception.
Feed is a classic.
That one squirts by the catcher. Ball. One. One ball, one strike. He went two games without a mistake, and then all of a sudden, floodgates opened up, and he couldn't get through the first inning.
And I'm sure you didn't get on him at all.
Just a smidge. That one's hit well out towards right Ooh. Center. Right fielder coming over, and slices to him just perfect for out number two.
That old wind is blowing dead end tonight, boys, so expect a quick game.
We're buzzing through her.
Yeah.
We're in the bottom half of the third, and we're only 45 minutes into this ball game.
The second base, yep. Number one.
If we get done a little early, we can go over and watch the track meet.
We didn't start until 5:15. It's automatic. Yep. Fort Recovery never starts a baseball game on time.
We have in the past, but
no,
we
haven't.
Have been tardy a lot.
We've done it a lot of times, depending on where the other team comes from and when they get here.
No.
Dolphus didn't get here till
that was
past five after when the bus pulled in. They weren't off the bus and in the dugout till 10 after. But it was scheduled for 5:30 that way because it's just too hard to get there.
That one's in the dirt, posty taken all the way. Three balls, no strikes.
Then Dolphus needs a new bus driver.
Or get out.
Step on the gas.
Leave a little earlier.
Or, although you can't get anywhere without road construction.
Yep. And it's an hour. So.
How many takes a strike? Three balls and a strike.
And I believe that they have to either wait for their bus route or driver to get done, or Delphus Jefferson's bus or bus driver to get done.
So Posty down at first on a walk. First get based on balls given up by the Trojans. And that brings up Big Luke Forkamp.
Don't interrupt us with the game. We're talking about bus drivers.
Well, people are tuned in. They
no,
won't
they're not.
Know.
People like they like the camaraderie.
Yeah, but let's tell them about the game, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Yes, we can.
What happened there?
Who's the most famous Arcanum Trojan?
Ooh. Gray? Was he Arcanum? Was he Frank?
There's a ground ball down the line. Foul. Third base side. Wasn't there a Brandaway there?
Brandaway, the only ones I know were Frank Fort Laramie. But
I was thinking there wasn't it an Odell or something that was a big time?
Maybe, but Gray, whose name I can't think of.
1-1 pitch coming in there. Good eye by Luke Forkamp.
Dave Gray.
Watches that one go
yep,
outside.
Dave Gray.
David Gray?
Yeah.
Lives on Sweet Breeze Drive, second house on the right.
Might be a different.
Oh, different guy. Yeah.
Ooh.
Good pitch right there. I don't know what was wrong with that. Must have been a little inside. Three balls, one strike.
It had to be.
All right, Sevens, here's your pitch, my friend.
Shout out to my neighbor, Kathy Etzler. Listen, she said.
That one is hit well, Bobby. Out towards the left field. Left fielder.
Oh
he's
man.
Got it at the warning track. The old wind knocked her down.
Yeah. Oh. He hit two of them out.
Luke gives her a ride, but he comes up a little short. We got three in the books. All knots. 1-1.
Bum, bum.
All of us at Fort Recovery Internet Radio and WFRC LPFM, along with our sponsors and underwriters, want to congratulate the 2026 graduates of Fort Recovery High School, including these students.
Drew Salmon.
Cora Kramer.
Brody Hart.
Alex Garkey. Dylan Klinke.
Lily Heikamp.
Aiden Seifering.
Riker Brunswick.
Douglas Benn.
Congratulations again to these and all the graduates of the class of 2026, and we wish you good luck in all your future endeavors.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Gilbert Station Bar and Grill in Burkittsville.
They offer a relaxed place to gather with wings, spank burgers, and certified Angus beef steaks on the menu. It's a family-friendly restaurant and sports bar where people from around the area stop in for a meal or meet up with friends. More information and their full menu are available on their Facebook page.
That's Gilbert Station Bar and Grill in Burkittsville. Proud supporters of the Tribe 107.3.
All right, back here for the top of the fourth inning. 107.3, the Tribe.
Calby, how about a shout-out to the Lady Indians? Their season came to a close last night. Hard fought 12-11 loss to Houston in the tournament. The offense put together a strong performance, totaling 14 hits, with Alexis Greasy leading the way with three hits, including two Johnsons, one of which was a grand slam. Ivy Toby, Jaden Wyrick, and Mara Wendell each added doubles in the effort offensively. Defensively, Paisley Hart made an impact behind the plate, throwing out a runner. The Lady Indians softball team got 100% better from the beginning to the end. And shout out to their coach. You know what? They did themselves proud.
Oh, absolutely. They definitely did exactly what a program's supposed to do. Start out and get better. And they peaked at the tail end. And, heck, they beat the number one team in the state.
Absolutely.
That's something they're never going to forget. So
So
good job, buddy.
Neil, what's our girl softball coach's name?
Alyssa Lewis, I believe.
Yeah, there you go. Alyssa Lewis.
Ooh. That one's hit pretty well out towards Hayden Seifring. Line drive right in his mitt. Moved two steps, and that's going to be out number one for Colton Quigney.
Hats off, Dylan. Just throwing a great game. Throwing strikes, keeping him off balance.
Yeah, Dylan's been working good. He's in his fourth inning of work and held him to one run. And crazy enough as it is, it was the leadoff guy in the first pitch. Cracked the double and came around to score. Luke Stevens, the batter now. Another lefty, and there's a hard hit ground ball to Posty. Posty's got to get that one. And off the heel of his mitt. And that's going to be the first error given up by the Indians.
Yep. Don't like it. But
nothing wrong with that hop right there. He just didn't watch it into his mitt and went off the heel of his glove. But that's going to put that man at first base on an E4.
Can't let that snowball. We seem to, anytime we do that, we seem to snowball. And
well, we just got to get him. Ethan Kearney coming up. He struck out swinging his first time up.
If we stop doing that, we'll be just fine the rest of the year.
Quick throw over to Luke. Back in plenty of time is Stevens. Kearney steps back into the plate. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a nipper back to the screen. Strike one.
How about Isaac Reisner the other day? Did you talk about Isaac?
We talked about Isaac breaking the record. He jumped from here to Sharpsburg Road.
Not bad. Not too bad.
22-something, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Yeah. It's crazy. He is unreal. And I still haven't seen him. But
we talked about it at the shop the other morning. The boys decided they were talking about what's the jump where you just stand flat-footed and you jump.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
I was always good at that one.
You talking about the high jump or broad jump? I'm not sure.
It's just a straight jump. You just stand in there flat-footed and you just jump forward as far as you can. Gavin Evers won that easy.
You didn't bring pretzel and cheese and didn't bring me and Calpy one.
He's busy.
This guy, I tell you what.
He don't think of us, does he?
Lane, how about the boys?
Oh, you should see him at church.
Same way?
Yes.
Takes two communions or what?
Two balls, two strikes.
Good pitch.
Swing and a miss right there. Nice job. A quick throw down to first. That would have been a strike him out, throw him out. But luckily, the runner got back. Nice job by Dylan.
He was strolling and he wasn't looking. And he was
that's two strikeouts
barely back there.
That brings up Cole Kessler.
Baseman number 22, Cole Kessler.
Kessler 1-for-1 in this ball game so far. I think he's got enough hits for the game.
Yep.
See if Dylan can straighten him out. There's a high chopper. Should be an easy play for Posty.
Nice play.
It is. Nice
play,
job.
Colson.
Comes in, fires over to Luke, and that's going to be out number three. We got three and a half in the books already. Still knotted at one. We'll be right back.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Kalp Pharmacy.
Kalp Pharmacy is a full-service provider of pharmacy and durable medical equipment services, serving communities in Western Ohio and Eastern Indiana. They hold the gold seal of approval for home care from the Joint Commission, reflecting compliance with recognized standards of care. Learn more at kalppharmacy.com. The phone number for pharmacy services is 800-686-2314. The phone number for durable medical equipment is 419-375-7007.
We thank Kalp Pharmacy for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC-LP.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Fort Site Fuel in Fort Recovery. Right on the corner of Fort Site Street and State Route 49, Fort Site Fuel is your local stop for top-tier gasoline and ultra-low sulfur diesel. It's self-serve, open 24/7, and their pumps take all the major credit cards. Easy and convenient, day or night.
We thank Fort Site Fuel for their support of the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery. K&L Tractor Sales is located on State Route 49 South and carries a variety of new and used farm equipment, including tractors, skid steers, hay tools, tillage and harvesting equipment. You'll find brands like Ferris, Kloss, Great Plains, Salford BVI, Artsway, New Holland, and more. They offer parts and service to keep farm and rural equipment running smoothly. You can learn more at kltractorsales.com.
Thank you to K&L Tractor Sales for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio.
Are we back, Spencey?
Yep.
We're back, getting ready for the bottom half of the fourth inning. Going to be Alex Garkey, Grant Fortkamp, and Brody Hart.
That is runs. I think we said it last time we got one.
Alex Garkey is seeing the ball right now.
Yeah, Garks is.
Yep.
Garks is.
Look at that
rocket. Look at this guy.
Ain't getting that one. Go, baby, go.
That's going to be a double. Get around the corner here. Come on, Garks. That's out to the 350 mark. Garks is not slowing down. He's going to try it for third. He better get down. And
Yep, he did get under it.
Wow, Bobby called that. He hit that baby on the screws. Couldn't have been more of a gapper out there. Rolls all the way to the 350 sign. He does not slow down at second, and he goes head first. Bang, bang, good relay by the Trojans. But he is safe, and we could see it easy peasy from up here.
Yep, we saw one before like that, and we didn't get the call, and that official has said he's going to come and bring us a rule book.
Yeah, that's right. We got in trouble. Yeah. All right, here we go. We got Garks. Now, Garks has both hits for the Indians so far. He scored our only run. Grant Fortkamp up to the plate, takes that one low. One ball, one strike. That was a pretty hit right there.
Yes, it was. Drove it, line shot, one off the fence.
He is Spencer Steer. Spencer Steer is
seeing it right now, yeah. Yep.
He's hit out of 16 out of his last 17 games, Spencer Steer.
Elliott has, what, seven straight games with multi-hits?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a hard hit ball down to the first baseman. He's going to hang loose here.
Nobody's at first.
Second baseman just barely covers the bag in time. Keeps Garks over at third. Maybe he could have tried it there. I don't know. But chances are he might have been thrown out. Who knows? He stayed safe. We only got one out. Got one out. Brody coming to the plate.
Yeah, Brody
goes down.
Brody
Hart. 3-4. You don't see that very often, boys.
No.
3-4 out.
Nice play by the second baseman getting over there and covering.
Yep.
Yeah, they're all playing in the grass here trying to keep that runner at third.
Come on, 55. Get him in there.
There's a ground ball up the middle, and that's going to be a base hit.
How about that deal? I was hoping he'd hit a sacrifice fly out in right field or something.
Brody right up the gut, right through the pitcher's legs for us. Base hit. Third base hit for the Indians. And the second run of the game for the Indians. The Indians take the first lead of the game now. 2-1, Bobby.
Brody. Yeah, that ball right there could have hit you right in the mouth and not even.
Just one of them. Everybody playing too shallow and they can't get to it. So now we got a runner at.
Brody said he was going to get him.
Got a runner at first.
Drop in there today. So that's good.
Caden Homan steps to the plate. Come on, 10. Come on, 10.
He's gone. Nope.
Strike right there. One ball, one strike taken.
You'll probably watch him a little more. Watch the pitcher a little bit more and then take off, we hope.
Steve Pratzel.
Third ball outside. Steve has been pitching pretty good too, Bobby.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, he has.
Brody Hart down at first. Indians now take the lead 2-1 against the 19-2 Trojans. Jam shot. That's going to be bounced and priced to the second baseman. Man, he let that ball play him right there, and it bounced right in front, and it stayed down, and that's going to be Bobby base hit.
Nah.
Hey.
I think so.
Through the wickets.
Four. Brody moves over to second. Caden Homan, first base now. First error of the game for the Trojans. Allows us to get runners at first and second. Brings up Hayden Seifring to the plate.
Who's on deck?
Dylan Klinke.
Yeah, he's going to get it.
Jam shot. Popped him up. Going to land on just in front of the dugout visitor's side.
Thought it was going to hit the roof, but didn't get that far. How's Pretzel, Bobby?
Needs more cheese. A little salty.
Well, to me, they can't put enough salt on a pretzel.
That one's low. Good eye by Hayden Seifert.
No, he called it a strike.
Yeah.
He called that a strike.
0-2.
Man, happy.
Yep, me too.
Comes the 0-2. Swung on and fouled back towards the old middle school.
Hayden will work him if he can.
I don't know, boy. always. Cheese is spicy.
Spicy cheese. Nacho cheese.
Yes, it
that
is.
One's outside.
It is his
nice
cheese.
Job by the catcher saving a double. Runner's moving up right there.
Yep.
Stevens threw one a little wide.
Just a little outside.
One ball, two strikes, one away here. Bottom of the fourth. The Indians got one across the plate to take the lead 2-1. Ooh, high. Check swing, and he went all the way.
Yep.
Nah, they didn't even have to appeal. Hayden goes down. First strike out of the game for the Indians.
Good pitcher, number 24, Dylan Klinke.
Go, Dylan.
So that goes in my book as a KCS.
C?
Check swing.
Check swing.
Ah.
That one's outside to Dylan.
Did you guys happen to see the senior walk through the elementary school?
No.
On Facebook, they had that, and Dylan was the star. Those kids in that elementary school absolutely love Dylan Klinke.
Love big old Dylan. That one's outside. Ball two. Well, Dylan's a good kid, you know.
He is a great guy, and he's great with the kids. He loves them. They love him.
Throw back to second. Brody back in time. I think what they should do is actually record that, and then they should show the seniors when they were little guys in school.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Oh, that'd be awesome. Yeah, because they've been doing it a while.
Ground ball over towards the shortstop. He's going to have to make a quick play over to second, and he does for out number three. Indians pick up a big run. Garks has tripled to lead things off. He comes around to score to take a 2-1 lead. We strand a couple out there. We got four in the books. Indians on top 2-1. I'm going to go over and watch a little track. I'll be back in just a little bit.
The boys are back in
tonight's
town.
Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is brought to you in part by Fowler Mechanical in Fort Recovery. With more than 20 years of experience, they provide heating, air conditioning, and plumbing services throughout the area. You can reach them at 419-375-2410 or learn more at fowlermechanical.com. Thanks to Fowler Mechanical for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's sports coverage on the Tribe 107.3.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is supported by The Tin Cupboard at 105 South Wayne Street in Fort Recovery. The Tin Cupboard is a local coffee shop and deli offering soups, sandwiches, salads, and wraps, plus homemade pies and hand-dipped ice cream. They also feature weekly take-and-bake meals and a full line of catering services for events and party trays. For details, call 419-375-3034 or visit their social media. Thanks to The Tin Cupboard for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe 107.3. Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is brought to you in part by BU Floral and Apparel in downtown Fort Recovery. From birthdays and weddings to graduations and anniversaries, they have flowers for every occasion. They also create custom school gear with screen printing, embroidery, and designs to show your hometown pride. Thanks to BU Floral and Apparel for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe 107.3. Let's go, Indians!
All right, we're back here. Top of five. Indians lead 2-1 on the RBI single by Brody Hart. Leading off is Bishop Cartwright. Landon Brewer. There's a ground ball short. Garksy gets it. Fires it over to first. In the dirt. Nice scoop. Lock. Nice scoop. Huh?
Yes, it was. Luke reached down there and grabbed her up.
Luke's
right
done
up.
A heck of a job down there at
yes.
first.
Yes. Yep.
One up, one down. 6-3 in the book. Here's the number nine hitter, Landon Brewer.
Number 32, Landon Brewer.
Landon struck out last time up. And it's back to the top with Regan and Chris. Indians have, let's see, we are back at them Monday. We travel down to Newton. Take on the Newton Indians. That's a game that we could be playing on that field, so that's a
yep.
good game to play.
Yep.
Get a little used to that, baby. And then Wednesday, we close out 2026 with the Jay County Patriots at Jay County. Always fun to play them guys, and they're playing really well.
Yes, they are.
They wrapped up their league title yesterday.
Boys and girls both won the ACAC. So three balls and no strikes. Dylan has been close to plate, but not right on it.
It's a strike down the heart of the plate.
Yeah, we can't walk.
Brody Hart.
Can't walk the number nine batter.
Gets a sign. And a 3-1. Right down the middle of the plate. Full count.
Beautiful. Way to fight back, Dylan.
Coach Randy Baker, the Arcanum Trojan. Ground ball right to first base. Good hop. Nice play by the first baseman. Steps on the bag. Two up, two down. Way to battle Dylan Klinke. Top of the order, Regan Chris. Regan doubled and scored the first run of the game, and he grounded out the shortstop last time up.
Step to play with two outs. The first baseman, number 27, Regan Chris.
Number 27. Big Regan, slow curve, little tall.
Looked pretty good to me.
Beautiful day for baseball. A little overcast, but
yep.
Wind blowing in from the southeast. But there's a fly ball center field. He's got her. Nice job in the inning. No runs, no hits. That was a fast one.
Yes, it was.
4.5 in the books. Your Indians lead it 2-1.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Strolls Appliance and Electronics, located at 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland, Indiana.
Strolls are your local source for GE and Hot Point appliances and Radio Shack electronics. They've been helping folks in the area with appliance service and support for 85 years. You can find more at Stroll Appliance or give them a call at 260-726-7136.
We thank Strolls Appliance and Electronics in Portland for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe, 107.3 WFRCLP, is supported by Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage of Fort Recovery. For more than 25 years, they've served the area with waterway installation, building pads, demolition, septic system installation, and dirt and gravel hauling. You can reach Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage at 419-852-6655. We thank Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage for backing Fort Recovery Athletics and supporting community radio on the Tribe. Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from CSG Consulting. Aisha, they help businesses and individuals build smart strategies using financial modeling and analysis. CSG assists with keeping an eye on performance, managing business dashboards, and analyzing budget differences. They also help adjust.
All right, we're back here. Here's Reese Wendell. How many times do you see the guy who made the last out lead off the next inning? Reese, 0-for-2, grounded out,
yep.
Popped out inside. Let's get on base here, 9-9. Let's get an insurance run for Coach Eink. Coaching at third. Ground ball, shortstop. Shortstop, nice play. Fires it across. Got him. Infield single.
Yep. He is.
Good hustle there,
Took a little
Reese.
Long. He really shot down that line.
That is a base hit leading off the fifth. Here's Colson Post. Luke Fortkamp on deck.
What's Colson done today?
Colson
is due.
For one. Post. Walked.
Oh, yep.
You're going to give him a pitch here to steal, maybe? I don't think they'll be bunting him, but. With the wheels, swinging away. That one got him.
Might have been on the shin,
all
maybe.
All right, so the Indians, we'll take it any way you can get them. First and second now, nobody out. Maybe. Hit by a pitch. Yep. That one hurt. That one.
Yeah, that was. I think that was a shin, and those, there's
first
no,
baseman, number seven,
even extremely obese people don't have fat on their shins.
Here's Luke. Luke is 0-for-2. Popped out the first time up and then hit a laser to left field that the left fielder flagged down.
Yes, he
on
did.
The warning track.
Yep.
Luke's had a good game at first base. Let's keep her going. RBI single would be beautiful right here.
Showed a bunt and he got hit on the left arm.
He squared around a bunt. He tried to throw that curveball and that one got him. So now the Indians have him loaded and the time is going to be called. And that might be going to talk to his young right-hander.
I don't think that's the head coach coming out. So.
No, just going to tell him, hey, you're fine. We haven't hit a lot of balls hard, but.
Yep, and probably talking a little bit about what the infield wants to do.
Back-to-back hits Batman, loads them up, and the Indians with a chance to put a big old crooked number up. And
yep, Reese Swindle beat one out that probably could have easily been an out. And then two back-to-back, I think might have been back-to-back pitches. Got hit two of our batters, and that brings up cleanup hitter.
Yep. Alex Garkey come up. Alex, 2 for 2. He hit, tripled the last time up and scored, and he also had a base hit and scored. So he's had a great game. Caleb Baker out and going out to warm up for Coach Baker. Could be his son.
I'm pretty sure it is.
You have no idea.
The shortstop.
Pretty
44.
Sure. Cousin.
Alex Garkey.
Here's 44, Alex Garkey. Infield in. They're going to go home on a grounder, no doubt. They don't want to give up any more runs. Popped him up. Get out of here. All right, I think it did.
Yep.
Good cut.
I'd even settle for a sacrifice fly at this point. Bottom of the fifth. We're up one. Another run might be all we need. If we can stay error-free and Dylan stays tough on the mound.
If dog, rabbit. That's what I always thought. It's in the dirt, 1-1. Bases loaded, nobody out. You got to get that'd be a crooked number here. Put this baby out of reach. And
yep.
You got the meat of the lineup.
Yep.
Come on, 44. Come on, kid. One ball, one strike. Rocket down the line. That's going to score at least two. Man, is he hitting the ball. Get down here, Luke. Get down here, kid. That is a RBI double. Alex Garkey, have yourself a day, my friend.
Brings two more in.
Indians now lead 4-1, and he absolutely hit a Jonas foot rocket. That's how Jonas used to knock him out.
Yep. Shot, right? I mean, it couldn't have been more than a foot fair. Beautiful.
Number 11, Grant. Fortkamp.
Still nobody out.
Come on. Did you say Brian Fortkamp?
No.
Grant.
Grant? Grant. Okay. Grant. You can make
number
it sound
11,
like
Grant.
Brian.
He's been up twice. He sacrificed and he bunted back to second base. That's a strike. 1-1. Man, Alex is absolutely hitting missiles. That one's in the dirt, 2-1. Good eye, 11.
Probably got a lot of sleep last night.
You did?
No, he probably did. Alex did.
Swing and a miss.
Went home, went to bed last
day of school. Yeah, I'll bet school. That's what he did. Bet that
about an 10-hour nap.
Oh, tried to hold up and strike out swinging. So Grant's out, first out of the inning. Here's Brody. Brody with the RBI single. Last time up, he's been up twice. He's walked and he singled.
The catcher, number 55, Brody Hart.
And I
that's
think
two big runs out there. Get him in here, 55.
I think I told you before that Brody told me before the game those hits he's been hitting that been the outs, they're not going to be
ground
outs.
Ball short. That's going to score a run. Nice job. Good job running the bases, Luke.
That's
out of way.
Sacrifice.
Get that run in.
Fielder's
5-1. Now your score.
Did exactly what we needed to do.
Yes, he did. He does that more times than not. He does what he needs to be done. He's a baseball player.
Yep, and I remember when you guys were announcing for the Little League Championship probably 8 years ago, and he was the catcher, and he's about 2 feet tall, and he was doing everything a catcher should do. And I remember you saying, we got to find out who that kid is. He's he's going to be a catcher because he was doing everything exactly right, and he was 7 years old.
There's Big Caden. Takes a strike. 5-1 to Indians with a huge inning.
Yep. I'd like to lay the third loss on Trojans.
Time is called. Bottom of the fifth. The last day of school for the seniors. We got 11 of them out here. What an exciting weekend for them boys.
And yes.
We're joined up here by our principal, and we're going to talk to him after this inning and get his opinion on seniors and what his role is Sunday. We'll talk a little bit about graduation at Fort Recovery High School, a special day. Huge crowds always come up to that, and I always get emotional. I don't know any of the kids, but it's just a neat, you know, they play that music, that song that,
yeah, pomp and circumstances.
Yeah.
I love it.
Well, yeah, and then they play the.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Ooh, that one got him. That was got him. That's three hit batters. You don't see that very often.
Nope. We seem to do that some. Let's go, Hayden.
The left fielder, number 7, Hayden Seifert.
Five to one, Indians lead. That ball is tall to Hayden Seifert. Hayden's 0 for 2. He popped out and struck out swinging. Two outs here at the bottom of the fifth. Calpe's high. We're fired, Calpe.
Yeah.
He is out.
He has to go watch Cole Kizer.
Throw down.
Run every time we have a game, he has to go watch Cole Kizer run. Especially if we're down in a close game. We'll let him stay if we're up 10.
Two balls, no strikes. Number 8 hitter, Seifert. That one's at low. This could be his last batter here. I've got a gut feeling.
Yep.
Dylan Klinke on deck. Dylan says, give me a up here with the base loaded. I'll just drive him in. Outside. And
wow.
I think that was way outside. Well, Seifert walks.
Coach hadn't moved out of the dugout.
And that loads them back up, and the Indians with a chance to put this one.
Dylan Klinke.
Then we go back to the top, don't we, Bobby?
Yep.
Good position to be in.
Dylan, come on, kid.
Help yourself.
Outside. Boys just lost it.
Yep. Five straight balls.
Luke Stevens. Come on, Luke. Get back in there, buddy. Yeah, I think he's absolutely out of gas. You watch him, he's just kind of going through the motions and his arm swing, kind of stopping. Yeah.
Seven straight.
Some activity over there in the dugout. You see the coaches talking and.
Yep.
Dylan taking all the way. That one's inside. Indians walk in a run. Makes the score now 6-1. Bases remain loaded.
Comes
Connor
coach.
Pohl is going to come out. He's going to make the change, so we're going to – I'll tell you what, let's just throw it over to the principal, Ryan. Ryan, you got a second?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. We're joined here by the principal of Fort Recovery High School, Ryan Steinbrenner. And Mr. Steinbrenner, always a fun weekend. And you, this is what year – how many years have you been giving away the senior class? And
this will be the third year this year.
You still get you get a little nervous on that day? Or is
it's a, it's a, yeah, I certainly get nervous going up into it and figuring out the speech and doing all that stuff. But it's a fun time and rewarding time for sure.
Yeah, this class that
you – You know there's artificial intelligence that can write that speech
for you.
You
know, we teach our students not to use that. That's the point.
Oh,
so,
never mind.
So this is year three, and this senior class is a special one, and academically a very strong class. And the valedictorian this year?
Yeah, we got Madison Heitkamp as our valedictorian this year, and we actually got two salutatorians this year, and Leah Wepker and Olivia Gruby. So it's pretty neat to have three of them going up there this year.
Absolutely. And the ceremony starts at what time?
2 o'clock Sunday we'll be having our ceremony and getting 68 new alumni of Fort Recovery High School.
Yeah, isn't that great? And then you'll wrap up this school year this next week, and it's always a very special time. And I'm sure the teachers are saying, man, I can't wait to get through this week, too.
You know, this week at high school is the big week because we had seniors last week. We had Senior Fest today, so we, you know, had a lot of fun with all the students, kind of our field day at the high school. Yeah. So it starts with an honor walk this morning with all the seniors going through the EMS building. And then they come back. We have our academic awards banquets. So we give away all of our academic and athletic awards for the year. And then the seniors have their graduation practice. And then the afternoon spent outside field day and give away a lot of prizes. So a lot of fun.
And I know that none of this would be possible without the sponsors and the community who back the schools tremendously.
Yeah, I mean, we got a list and list of sponsors of people that donate stuff for that and let them, help us have a good time. So we certainly thank everybody in the entire community for supporting us because it's what makes it go around.
Well, I'll tell you what, my friend, you, the administration and the school system is top-notch here at the Fort, and we're proud of you guys. We're proud of this senior class, and And you know what? Have yourself a good week.
Yeah, we hope so. Thank you.
Yep. That is the principal of Fort Recovery High School, Mr. Ryan Steinbrenner. Back to the top of the order, Indians with a 6-1 lead, a 4 spot this inning. And the top of the order, the Big Reese, 99 coming in. That's 2 balls, 2 strikes. 2 out. We also couldn't do it this year without this tremendous squad we got up here. Jerry Byram on the scoreboard every game. And, of course, Jonas Foote behind the mic, swinging a miss, got him, and in the inning, 4 runs. 4 base hits. No, I think 2 base hits. And through 5, your Indians lead it 6-1.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Wendell's Barbecue at the St. Joe's store.
Wendell's Barbecue is open Tuesday through Saturday and serves pizzas, gourmet burgers, smoked brisket, pulled pork creations, and hand-cut fries cooked in beef tallow. Wendell's also features daily food specials, offers catering for events of all sizes, and operates a mobile food truck that appears at locations around the area. Find more on the Facebook page or call 419-375-4074.
We thank Wendell's Barbecue at St. Joe for supporting community radio on the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from CSG Consulting. Zaysha, they help businesses and individuals build smart strategies using financial modeling and analysis. CSG assists with keeping an eye on performance, managing business dashboards, and analyzing budget differences. They also help adjust strategies and manage change because what worked before might not work tomorrow. Their focus is on understanding all the moving parts in your operation to keep everything balanced and on track. You can learn more at csgconsulting.us or call 419-852-4049 or 614-551-4631. Thank you, CSG Consulting, for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
All right, back here at the Battlegrounds. Boy, that was a quick trip over to the track, boys. Mr. Kaiser, he took care of biz in the 100-meter dash, and took me 8 minutes to get there, 9 seconds to watch your race. And 12
you should have took my cart.
And I should have taken your cart. 12 minutes to get back, I was exhausted. But Indians baseball kicking butt. 4 runs, Bobby. Nice job, my friend.
And Alex Garkey with a huge hit there. Bases loaded and tripled.
He's
or doubled.
He's 3 for 3.
And he hit another absolute missile.
All right, Big Dylan back out there on the mound after a little break there in the dugout. Getting the old arm loose. Throws the first couple pitches a little bit low and outside for ball one to the number 2 hitter, Derek Longstreth.
Cole Kaiser is just a junior, right?
Cole Kaiser is a senior.
Senior, oh. So his career is just about done.
Yep.
Till college.
Yeah.
High school career.
Yep. Yeah, he pretty sure he'll be doing something in college if he wants to.
There's a strike. Three balls and a strike now.
Matt Miner's got a nice-looking pad there, don't
he? Oh, it's beautiful, isn't it?
Ain't that nice? It's got good landscaping.
Beautiful home. Ooh, another nice pitch right there by Dylan. Gets back here on fighting back. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Look at that golf cart. Who's that?
Is that Al? No?
I don't think. Ooh, late swing. Chopper right back to Dylan. Nice job, Dylan, coming back down 3-0 to get him to chop back to you. And
that's the third time he's been down 3-0 and come
battle.
Back and got.
Yep. Yeah, battle. He's a battler. 1-3 in the book, 1 away here. Brings up Bryce Kramer.
1 away the catcher, number 30, Bryce Kramer.
Nice pitch.
We only got the Trojans for 3 hits here against Dylan. They got 4 up there on the board. I think they gave him a hit and we gave an error.
Well, I'll tell you, look at the guys over there. I mean, they're nice guys.
Generous souls.
Yeah.
Generous souls.
I just don't. Do they know anything about baseball? That's the thing.
All 3 of them combined.
Yeah. Now, the one guy can drive the heck out of a bus. Well, he's a heck of a bus driver.
JB, Ed Reinstein, he can drive a bus. Curveball. Doesn't come in there.
Jonas Foote should get his bus driver's license. Jonas, get your bus driver's license.
Jonas drives a cement truck.
Huh?
Oh, I heard it. I'm taking that.
Yeah.
Next week. You just committed. I heard it.
We have a commit. Curveball stays way high. 2 balls, 2 strikes. 3 balls, 2 strikes, it says now.
I wouldn't mind being a bus driver, but I'm afraid I'd oversleep or something like that, and then the whole school would have to shut down.
Swing and a miss. Got him right there. Nice job by Brody.
Beautiful.
Well, we'd give our game ball right now to 44 offensively, and defensively and pitching, 24 has been top-notch.
Yeah, Dylan's been fantastic. Strikeout number 5 for Dylan Klinke. Has not walked a guy yet, huh, Bobby?
Oh,
did I?
If he walks,
he can't. He can't hear Dave. He's not listening.
Yeah, no,
he's not listening to the game.
Well, no.
He doesn't hear it.
This is where I got crazy in the book here. I looked down here and I thought I saw a base on balls, and then I didn't see one over there, so I questioned. So it wasn't the Jinx LaRue.
Battle of Ohio tonight: Indians and Red Legs
inside.
Reds need to get on a little bit of a winning streak, don't they?
Boy, what a losing streak they had. It was a killer. 8 straight. That one's high. 3 balls, 1 strike.
Come on, 2-4. Don't lose him. Ground ball, shortstop. My prediction.
Here comes the pitch. Oh. Taken all the way, ball 4. Nice job, Dave Count. First base on balls given up.
First base on balls given up, but that was given up by Dave Kopp. That wasn't given up by Dylan Klinke.
Yeah, totally the mayor's fault. Gavin Evers was telling me he coaches Pony League, and their pitcher had a perfect game. And he said, you know, you never say anything to the pitcher when he's got a game like that going. Yeah. He said, gets through the – that one's high, too, ball 1. Gets through the fourth inning, and there's like 3 or 4 of them. Says, dude, you got a perfect game. Gavin's like, hey, whoa. He said, first guy, next inning, he hits him. So Gavin said, the whole time I'm telling him, you know, you don't talk about that stuff. You don't say anything to him, the pitcher, when he's in his zone like that. So he said, everybody understood. He said, as soon as we get 3 outs, come in. Don't worry about it. You still got the no-hitter. Classic.
You got to love kids, don't you?
One popped up. Big Luke Forkamp got a play on over at first base in foul territory, and he gets it for the out number 3. They reach one guy base on balls. They strand him out there. We'll go to the bottom half of the 6th inning. Indians on top, 6-1.
Support for the Hometown Huddle, the Tribe 107.3 FM, comes from B&D Contracting Incorporated, serving the region for over 30 years. B&D Contracting specializes in custom-built homes, along with remodeling, commercial and agricultural construction, and Sunward steel frame buildings. They focus on providing current building products and modern installation methods for each project. More information is available at bdcontractinginc.com or by calling 419-375-4855 or 419-234-2976. We thank B&D Contracting for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, the Tribe 107.3 FM. Support for the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP comes from Meddler's Furniture in Portland and A Simple Touch located in downtown Fort Recovery.
These local businesses offer furniture and home decor from each business in both stores and are supporters of Fort Recovery Team Sports. Contact A Simple Touch at 419-375-5306 or shopasimpletouch.com and Meddler's Furniture at 260-726-4570 or meddlersfurniture.com.
We thank A Simple Touch and Meddler's Furniture for supporting our baseball broadcasts on Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle coverage on the Tribe, 107.3 WFRC-LP, is made possible by Top Wrench in Fort Recovery. From routine maintenance to engine work, brakes, and diagnostics, Top Wrench keeps your vehicle running smoothly. You'll find them at 110 South Wayne Street in Fort Recovery or reach them at 419-375-4617. Thanks to Top Wrench for supporting local athletics and powering community radio on the Tribe 107.3, a nonprofit station.
All right, back here at the Battlegrounds, bottom of the 6th inning. Indians got a comfortable little 6-1 lead. Reese Lefevre going to take over for Colson Post at second base, and he's going to bat this time right here. He's going to lead us off. Indians put 9 to the plate last inning, 10 to the plate last inning.
New pitcher on the mound is Caleb Baker, junior, number 21 for the Trojans, who trails 6-1, Calpe. And if you was going to ask Coach Eink what would be the perfect scenario for today's game, it would be your pitcher pitches a gem and they hit the crap out of it and you get the seniors leading you. And guess what?
That's happened to the T.
Yep.
Reese takes the first pitch a little low. Reese 2-for-2 the other night against Delphus, hit a triple. Gapper out there close to where Alex hit his. There's a strike. 1-1, and then he got another base hit, drove in a run. He had a good game the other night.
And I think that was a game where he had a really good play at second base.
Rocket there at second. Swing, and that's a nipper back to the screen.
The old nipper.
Been a nipper for 59 years. At least in my book.
I nipped it. Remember that? You said, I nipped her, boys.
Boys, I had a nipper.
Yep.
Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him right there. Reese goes down swinging. Out number one in the bottom half of the sixth. Second strike out of the game so far for the Indians. Not too bad, boys.
The first baseman, number 77, Luke Corkin.
This, if things go right, Luke this Corkin. Is our last at bat, so we might as well get six guys.
Oh, you got hit
guys.
By a pitch last time, huh?
Yep. Colson and Luke got hit on back-to-back pitches.
Bobby didn't put that in my stat sheet down here. It's all right.
Oh, you got that over there, too?
Oh, yeah. I got it all.
Boy, you got it. You are high-tech.
The only thing I don't have is a computer. Thank God. That was low.
We can get you one.
Well, I'd throw it.
Calpe, what about your family? Where is your oldest daughter at now?
Rachel is in Raleigh, North Carolina. She is working for a company called Jacobs, which is a worldwide company.
Yeah.
And Big H, he's got a house over there by Fee and Kim on Milligan Street. And Joelle, she's home for the summer from
Ohio State. Yeah. What's she going to do this summer?
She's going to work. I think she's got a couple little gigs, but she's going to work for Jill and Jason out here at the DME and load vans and stuff.
Yep.
There's ball 4 to Luke Forkamp. He'll go down to first base with a 1-out walk. Yeah, her rowing season came to an end. And actually, this weekend is the Big Ten Rowing Championships.
Yep.
So she was a little frustrated the way things turned out in the end. But she worked her butt off, and I'm awful proud of her.
Absolutely. Here comes the hottest hitter in America.
Number 44, Alex Garkey, 3-for-3 so far.
And right now they have that same spot open for him.
I hate to say it, but the dude is a home run away, but I ain't saying it.
don't, because we don't do that.
Never jinx.
Because I don't know if we've had too many people hit for the cycle. You think he's thinking about that? You think he's thinking, you know what, let's hit the tater.
If I'm thinking about it. He's definitely thinking about it.
And he hit 3 monsters in batting practice today.
What time did you get here? About 2?
No, about quarter till 4.
3-0. And green lighting.
Oh, you got a green light.
You got a green lighting.
You got a green lighting.
So 25 minutes later, I finally got the key from the coach to open the press box. Amy was a little busy today.
Outside, ball 4, taken all the way.
Mm.
Couldn't swing at that one.
Nope.
Gark's on all 4 times. Have a game, young man. That moves Luke Forkamp over to second. And that brings up, looks like
Anthony
we're going to have Anthony Reisner coming in to bat for Grant Forkamp.
I believe Grant was DH'ing
for
him. I'd
see the
get
up, get everybody in a bat here. That'd be perfect.
I'd say that's the plan.
I
loved watching him play baseball here this spring, but man, did I like it watching him play football last fall.
Yeah, I did too.
Wasn't he fun?
135 pounds.
Giving you a.
And everywhere.
And if he'd hit me with that 135 the way he'd hit them guys.
Yep.
I talked to Wes, last week one day, and he said that right now, and you don't know because. but he has over 55 kids.
Oh, man.
That's fantastic. First pitch in there to Anthony is a strike.
55.
All right.
We haven't been at that number for a long time.
I think. Well, the Big West is going to have a set of twins.
I seen that.
Pretty awesome.
Yep.
That is awesome.
There's a ground ball over towards the shortstop. He's going to come up with it. He's no way going to turn two. They do get the force out at second.
But not by a lot.
Garks is out there at the old 6-4, out number two. Anthony reaches on a fielder's choice. And Luke Forkamp over to third. So the Indians now at first and third. I don't know here if we'll take Anthony and give him a chance to get down to second with Brody Hart at the plate.
Brody Hart.
Brody had the big hit, put us out in front, of RBI single.
Yes, he did, right
off the Garks.
Yep, he got hit the last time and got hit by the pitch, I believe.
That one's high and a little inside. Trojans one run on four hits, three hits in our book. One error. Indians, six runs on six hits.
I'd say there's probably a good chance that the scoreboard's right and we're wrong.
Usually is.
And it doesn't matter.
Yes,
the
it
only
does.
Time.
We take pride,
well,
Neil.
But you have to guess what the guy downstairs.
You should have had the Sander game. That scoreboard was a mess. There is a weak chopper. Going to be a tough play for the third baseman. Scoops it up. Brady Holland butt gets him by just another half step. The base umpire has been tried, but
yeah.
He's been true. He's
yep.
done a fantastic job. All right, that does it for the Indians. In the bottom half of the sixth inning, we strand a couple runners. We don't get any runs. Now we just got to get three outs, and we beat the 19-2, number two ranked Trojans in the state of Ohio.
And I think I didn't update that. I think after they beat Marion Local, they're 20-2.
20-2?
Yep, believe that's right.
I'll be ding dang. We'll be back for the last three outs right after this.
The Tribe 107.3 is supported by Wangler Ace Hardware, located in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. Family-owned for five generations, Wangler Ace Hardware provides a wide range of hardware, plumbing supplies, Milwaukee tools, Traeger grills, and custom paint. More information is available at 419-375-1084 or online at wanglerhardware.com.
Thank you, Wangler Ace Hardware, for supporting the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP comes from Pub 49 Bar and Grill, located in downtown St. Anthony, just north of Fort Recovery. Pub 49 is a locally owned and operated restaurant, open 7 days a week starting at 7 a.m., serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Their menu includes a variety of items such as chicken, pork chops, pizza, wings, ribs, and fish dinners. A pizza buffet is offered on Wednesdays at lunch and on Saturday evenings. Meals are available for dine-in or carry-out with a drive-through window for pickup orders. Catering service is also available for your special events. More information is available on the Pub 49 Facebook page. We thank Pub 49 for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Miracle Lanes in Fort Recovery, offering bowling, family fun, and a place for the community to gather. Hey, Harry Carey, tell us more.
Hey, they've got lanes for parties and celebrations and open bowling on the weekend. In the kitchen, it's wings, pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and subs. Plus a pizza wing and salad bar buffet every Friday at lunch. For more information, the number's 419-375-4274.
We thank Miracle Lanes and Fort Recovery for their support of the Tribe 107.3.
All right, back here at the four, getting ready for the top half of the seventh inning. Indians need three outs here to take care of business. Postie coming on in duty for Dylan Klinke, who pitched a gem of a ball game. First pitch from Postie is swung on and fouled back to the screen.
So Postie starts the season out, and then I heard he had some arm trouble.
Well, I'm curious why we're throwing him, just to see how he feels, because we can potentially use that arm.
Yep.
That's right.
That one's a little outside for ball one.
One
ball, one strike. Postie maybe just wanted to pitch an inning here.
That's right.
I don't think it's because Dylan was having problems.
No. I think Dylan did great. Jeez. That ball smoked past our shortstop, Alex Yarkey, and out into center field. And that's a leadoff base hit. Not by Caden Holman. Flip the book, Dave Count. Ethan Kearney Hit number four in our book. That brings up.
You got work tomorrow?
Cole Kessler. Yes, I do.
Where at?
I'm going to work up at the old bourbon bar in the morning.
Hey, what's going on? Give us an update, my brother.
Hey, we're getting close, my friend.
Are we?
Yep. Harold and Kim came up last night, checked her out, just as I put a nail right through my finger, and
atta
I was
boy.
Up there talking to God. That one squirts away from Brody, but the runner's going to stay at first. They need a bunch of runners here.
So do you have your
nothing
bar
crazy.
Set up? Chairs?
No.
No.
But if we're in a nine-inning ball game, we are in the top of the ninth.
Okay. All right. I like it.
Bottom of the eighth.
Depending on the inspectors.
Yeah. That one's in the dirt. Posty just got a fire here. Come on now, kid. Don't let them get started. They are not 20-2 by luck. Custer 1-for-2 in this ball game.
That was three exact pitches.
Yep, all three of them outside
yep.
and in the dirt. Posty likes to look over his right shoulder to watch that runner at first, and sometimes I think that's distracting. Just my opinion. Throwing that one down the plate, and that's outside, four-pitch ball. So that puts Kearney over to second. Bishop Cartwright comes to the plate. Now the coach is going to talk to his young player.
Well, we let that one slip away against
Delphus
the other day.
I'd say that this is definitely a make sure you see a strike before you swing, Bishop.
After that, yep. you got to see a strike.
Yeah, absolutely.
Brody's like, come on, just throw strikes. Defense got you.
Boy, we're joined up here by some studs.
Yep.
Huh?
Number 25.
Still looking. I'm still looking for them. Oh, you talking about these young guys right
here? Yeah, okay. Look at them. They're ornery. They're ornery.
They're trouble. All right, here we go. Come on, Posty. I need a strike out of you right here, kid.
Get an out. Don't worry about those runners.
Ooh. Didn't look too
good.
Bad.
Must have been a little outside. First time tonight, there goes a Fort Recovery Eagle flying across right field.
That's a bizarre.
Another ball. Six straight balls given up by Posty here. Come on, young man.
Go at him.
Not the way the Indians wanted to start the top half of the seventh inning here.
Shaking him off.
That pitch is outside, ball three.
No, it's a strike. Chuck.
Called it a strike, like I
yep.
said.
Yep.
Kearney got on with a base hit, and that Cole Kessler walk puts guys at first and second. They're not going anywhere. Down five. There All is right. a ground ball over to Garks. Garks picks it up and fires over to third.
That? Why would you possibly do that?
Fires over to third, and he gets it behind Caden Homan, and Caden can't see the ball coming, and that puts bases full. So Cartwright reaches on an E6.
Kessler I don't believe what I second. Just seen. I
yeah,
can't believe
just
what I
get
just
an out.
Seen.
We need an out like nobody's business. We didn't need that. I get the theory of it, but at that point, they need all kinds of runs. We just need three outs, and all we needed to do was flip that over to Reese at second for a first out of the inning. Instead, we got bases loaded, and we got the tying run on deck.
That the beginning of that conversation was nothing but Coach talking to Alex. And Alex knew he screwed up.
Well, we could see it plain as day. Caden yep. had no chance of seeing that ball. And you know, if he throws it to the outfield side, he probably gets him. But
yeah.
he throws it to the infield side, and Caden gets lost behind the runner and can't see the ball. So now we got bases loaded, nobody out.
Seventh plate, number 32, Landon
Brewer. Landon Brewer steps in there. Landon is 0-for-2 in this ball game, and I'd like to see him stay hitless. A pitch comes in there for a strike. So finally, Colson gets on top of a hitter here. Gets out in front, no balls and a strike.
Where are we in their lineup there, Dave?
Now, bad thing is this is a number 9 guy.
Oh.
Because we roll the top.
It's get a triple play.
Curveball. Jeez. Strike zone's getting a little tight. That looked pretty good right there from here. One ball, one strike. Nobody out. Bases loaded. Indians up five.
I don't think you have to worry.
You feel good about it?
Yeah. 6-1 lead.
Popped him up, Brody. Get a play here. Get a play here, kid.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you.
Yep, he caught it.
He caught it.
He had to walk around and go around the umpire.
I thought maybe it hit the screen, but he pops it up to the catcher for out number one.
That was really good for us.
All right, now we roll back to the top to Regan Crist. Regan 1-for-3 in this ball game. Had a double in the first inning, come around to score their only run. Now he's got an opportunity to drive a couple in here. Tying run on deck, and Derek Longstreth. That pitch is in the dirt, ball one. Come on, Coulson. If your arm ain't feeling it, tell the coach, you know. Last thing I want to do is watch another team tie us in the seventh inning.
Yep.
I know.
Here we go. There's a strike. Nice job right there, Coulson, right there. One ball, one strike, one away here. Top half of the seventh inning. Indians trying to take down the 20-2 Trojans. That curveball a little outside for a ball.
Not bad.
Two balls and a strike. Need a strike right here. Don't make it 3-1 on him. Don't force yourself into throwing a strike here. Come on. Bring me a strike right now.
Throw him a nice middle down curveball.
Middle down curveball. Lane knows the baseball. Coulson fires. Gets a little break right there. Kid swings at a high one.
Yep.
Two balls, two strikes.
Coulson throws pretty hard.
Well, when he fires, when he rears back and throws that baby, he's gets some velocity on it. All right, Brady, stay in front of this puppy. Here comes the 2-2 Uncle Charlie. And there's the curveball. Got him. Nice job by Brady. Strike two. Strike three.
Yep.
And Ryan Chris goes down swinging.
I told you.
That was huge.
Curveball.
Strikeout number six for the Indian pitchers in this ball game. 1-2. Bobby might have missed one. 3-4-5-6. We are spot on. Spot on, Laner.
No,
ooh,
grandpa,
rib shot. Kidney blow.
Grandpa don't miss.
Grandpa. He's been known to slip or two. All right, here comes the lefty, Derek Longstreth.
One ball, stepping no strikes.
Come on, Posty. One more out here, kid. Posty loads him up here with nobody out. Now he's got two outs. Still got him crammed.
I mean, it doesn't matter if they score one run because we still have the lead. But
that's true.
Nope,
but we
don't want any.
Hold him.
Yeah.
That one swung on
last
and hit
batter,
out towards
last
Hayden
batter.
Seifert. Hayden looks like he's camping under it, and he does. So the Indians take care of business, and they knock down the 20-2. Make them 20-3, Arcanum Trojans. We'll be back right after this. Indians win 6-1.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Cooper Farms, family-owned and operated since 1938. With locations in Mercer, Dark, Van Wert, and Paulding counties, Cooper Farms produces a wide variety of turkey, ham, and chicken products, along with table eggs and liquid eggs distributed across North America. They're also proud to give back through community initiatives right here in Northwest Ohio. Learn more at cooperfarms.com. Thanks to Cooper Farms for supporting local athletics and the Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is supported by Hull Brothers Case IH, serving farmers and families for more than 125 years. Located in Fort Recovery, Hull Brothers offers new and used tractors from Case IH and Kubota, plus parts and service to keep your equipment running strong. They also carry mowers and outdoor gear from Grasshopper, Cub Cadet, and Toro. Learn more at hullbros.com or call 419-375-2827. Thanks to Hull Brothers for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe.
All right, back here at the old battlegrounds. The Fort Recovery Indians take care of the Arcanum Trojans 6-1 tonight in a great game by the Indians. They came out, you know, last day of school. The seniors ready to rock and roll, go out and have fun tonight and party. But instead, we take care of business first before we go on to that next step. Indians win 6-1. For the Trojans, they had one run on four hits. They struck out six times. They got one free pass, and that was given up by, take that back, two free passes. Dillon gave up one, and Posty walked one there in the seventh. They stranded seven, but three of them in the last inning. They committed one error. They were not hit by a pitch that we have in the book, and no stolen bases. For the Indians, six runs on six hits. We only struck out twice. We got two free passes on walks. We've committed a couple of errors. We had we got hit three times tonight. We stranded six.
All in the same inning.
And all in the same inning. That inning, I go over to watch track. We get thumped like crazy. For the Indians, Reese Wendell, 1-for-3. He scored a run. Colson Post, he was 0-for-1, scored a run. Luke Fortkamp, 0-for-2. He scored a run. The big guy of the offense, Alex Garkey, 3-for-3. He walked once. He scored three times, folks. He had an offensive just explosion tonight. He's been hot for the last few games hitting that bat, and like Bobby said early in the game, he's seen it well, and that's a perfect time to be seeing it. Grant Fortkamp, 0-for-3 as a DH. Brody Hart, 1-for-3. Caden Hellman, 0-for, and let's see. We got to have one more hit in there. I don't know who had it. Can't find it in the book. Bottom line is, Indians come out on top against a really, really good Arcanum Trojan team, and I got to be happy. Lane, what'd you think?
I thought we played a lot better than we honestly did at the beginning.
Well, it was tough. They had a good pitcher out there on the mound. That young man pitched pretty good, and once we get towards the latter part of it, we got him out of that game, and then he got in a little bit of trouble in that one inning and took care of business, and Indians just kind of snowballed on top of that, put four runners across the plate in the fifth inning, and that pretty much put the icing on the cake. And I think now we got a game against Jay County. And who else we play?
Newton.
Fancy Newton on Monday night. Yep. So on Monday night, we head to Newton, which I will not be there. Spencey's going to have to take care of that with JB. Wednesday night, we're at Jay County. That one I'm going to try to make. I'm going to try to sneak over there and see our last regular season game.
That might be a wings and rings run.
Well, the only thing I'm thinking is because my belly is actually thinking about that already, and it's only – yeah, we got six – I got 5 days to wait.
Yep.
That ain't going to work
out.
We could go right now. Yeah, we could go right now. But these guys are full of pretzels and cheese. They can't eat chicken. But – bottom line is, the Hall of Famer was with us tonight. Bobby Stogler on the old mic. Good to have him in the booth. We missed old Fee. He's at a function.
No, we didn't miss Fee.
Did not miss Fee?
No, I mean, he's just a moron.
No, he's tremendous.
He's awesome.
I tell you what, for Bobby and I and McSpence on the board, we're happy to tell you the Indians take care of business 6-1. We'll be back Monday night at Newton. Listen to Big Neil if you can't make it to the game. We'll see you then.
You've been listening to the Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 WFRCLP. We're proud to be your hometown voice for Fort Recovery Athletics. A big thanks to our community underwriters for making today's broadcast possible. Until next time, go Tribe!